that our Heavenly Father had a heart of a servant. He's a servant. And his goal is to serve and to provide for his sheep. That's what he calls you and me. He calls us sheep. He calls us his lambs. And as we think of this theme this morning, I'd like you to turn in your Bible to Ephesians chapter 6. And I just want to read this passage before us here today because it is important. Some may say this is an old-fashioned idea, but it's not. It's rooted in Scripture, it's rooted in time, tested by time, and it's God's Word. Ephesians 6, verse number 1, it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you, and that you may live long on this earth. And fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord." That sounds like a lot right there. Being a father has never been easy. But I'll tell you one thing, being a grandfather is a lot of fun. Especially when you can just send the kids back when the day is done to their parents. And last night, my little 3-year-old, or she's probably, well, she's close to 4-year-old, she called me from Presque Isle by FaceTime. And she did the whole thing herself. She pressed all the buttons and got the number right. And you talk about a genius, as far as I could never do that. But she contacted me on Facebook yesterday to wish me a happy birthday. And here's how the conversation went. "Poppy," she calls me Poppy, "how was your day?" Now here's a 3.5-year-old talking like this. And I said, "Poppy's day was good. How was your day?" She said, "I have a boo-boo on my knee, Poppy. I fell down. And I got band-aids all over my knee because I fell on a rock." And I said, that's terrible. That's terrible, Beatrice. And anyway, we went on and on and on and talked. And we talked 45 minutes. Myself being my age and her being 3.5 years old. And let me tell you, a little 3.5-year-old girl, she's pretty smart. And she knew the right things to talk about. And what a blessing. That made my day, let me tell you, to think of that I was able to do that. Well, being a grandfather is a blast for those of you who are grandfathers. I can't imagine how much joy that is to think about it and to give thanks to God. Well, there's never been a greater need than the day we're in for fathers to step forward and be fathers. It is a world today that, as you know, and I don't need to tell you, it's falling apart at the seams. Everything is just, we are in absolute chaos across this country right now. It's a very sad picture. Never has there been a greater need for father role models. And I keep thinking all the time of where we have failed as fathers to, I don't know if I can use the word allow, but to see on our streets, to see in our communities, kids that are out of control. It really bothers me. And it really is something that, you know, we need to think about in a little more serious way. Well, but in Ephesians chapter 6, this is a great passage of Scripture. Because as I read the book of Ephesians, it's sort of a mini book of Romans. The first part of this great epistle given by the Apostle Paul while he was in prison is given over to doctrine. Some of the essential truths of what it is to be to have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And of course, the most famous verse of all is Ephesians 2:8, "For by grace are you saved through faith. It's not of your own. It's God's gift. It's his gift to us." And so he goes through this, and then he comes to sort of a crossroads in chapter 5. And he talks about being filled with the Spirit. And he says, your greatest need, if you're a believer in Jesus, is to be filled with the Spirit of God. And he says this in verse number, chapter 5, verse number 17, or number 15. "Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because every day is evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation. But be filled with the Spirit." Be filled with the Spirit. And so, the rest of this book, the Apostle Paul talks about what it means to be filled with the Spirit. It's not just good enough that you have a knowledge, a head knowledge of God, a head knowledge of Christ, but you have to have a heart knowledge as well. And you have to be willing and desiring to live out your life full of the Spirit of God. Be filled with the Spirit. That is a direct command for every single believer. God calls us to be full of his Spirit. Now, he says, here's the results. Here is the evidence of what it means to be filled with the Spirit. He goes on in verse 19, "Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord." One of the great bits of evidence is to the fact that you're a joyful person. You're a content person. You're praising God. You're giving thanks to God. Because your heart is not full of this world. Your heart is full of melodies to the Lord. Always giving thanks, in verse 20, "for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." And then he says, "be subject to one another in the fear of Christ." Be subject to one another. So, what does that mean? To be subject to one another means that we are to be accountable to one another. That we are to be prayerfully concerned with one another. It means that we are to be involved in one another's lives so that we can be encouragers one to the other. Be subject to one another. And then he goes on to say, wives, not sure why he's starting with the wives, but he says, "wives, be subject to your own husbands as to the Lord." Husbands, in verse 25, "love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her." And then he goes on in verse 30, he says, "we are members of his body. We belong to one another. For this cause, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This mystery is great," he says. It is a great mystery. "But I am speaking with reference to Christ and the church." So there's a parallel. Paul is trying to bring the two together. The parallel of the church, the doctrines of the church, the foundation of the church, and he's relating that to the family unit. And then in verse 33, he says, "Nevertheless, let each individual among you also love his own wife even as himself, and let the wife see to it that she respect her husband." Now, You know, some people argue as to whether Paul was a chauvinist or anything like that. And I don't think he was. I think he had a high respect for women. But here, he's comparing the church. He's saying that as Christ is the head of the church, as Christ gave himself for the church, so we are to give ourselves for one another. And that the husband, or the verse 2 of chapter 6 says, the father is to be the one who is to be an example of all this. So the results of being filled with the Holy Spirit, there are many results. There are many things that you and I need to contemplate and think about and put into practice. And there are three things here that I want us to consider very briefly this morning. And I'm just going to name them, basically, hoping that you will have an opportunity to think about it and perhaps study it further. But I want to draw your attention to verse 4. Fathers, Paul says, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and the instruction of the Lord. And that word exasperate means to provoke. It means to agitate, almost. There's a sense of agitation involved here. It means to provoke, exasperation. And we are to not provoke our children in the negative sense, but to build them up and encourage them in a way that brings honor to the Lord. Now, there are three things, as I see it here, that Paul has in mind. The first thing I believe that fathers are responsible in doing, and let me give you a disclaimer, that as a father myself, I am not a perfect father. I never have been. And I want you to know this morning that on many of these things, many of these great passages of Scripture, I have failed miserably in my own life. I've learned, I've gotten up on my feet, and I've walked, and I've fallen, and I've gotten up again. But Paul says this, and as you grow older, I guess you understand them a little bit better. The first thing he says, we're to be gentle. To be gentle. Now, I think that's got a lot of great implications for almost anything. We're to be gentle. Whether you're a father or a grandfather, whether you're a mother or a grandmother, this world needs a little more gentleness. Do not exasperate. Do not provoke, Paul says. He says it to fathers. Fathers tend to be a little more aggressive in this area. Fathers tend to be a little more, I don't know, they seem to be a little more irritable sometimes. You ever think of that? I know I've been irritable. And sometimes I have provoked, and sometimes I have made worse situations, and sometimes I have done the negative instead of the positive. And God calls us to be gentle. And that's one of the fruits of the Spirit, to be gentle. To be gentle. To be gentle in all things. Now, my father was a bull in a china shop, let me tell you. And there are some characteristics that I take after my dad, because in some ways I'm like that too. And I have to grab myself by my bootstraps and try to hold myself back from being too much that way. We've all been guilty of perhaps being a little bit overly aggressive. But you know, at the same time, this is a passage of Scripture that helps us understand that gentleness can go a long way. Gentleness can take a child who is out of control and bring him into a sense of being loved, being accepted, being given encouragement, joy, and hope. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 21, it says, fathers, do not exasperate, again, The word provoke is given here. Do not provoke your children that they may not lose heart. And sometimes we provoke our children where they do lose heart. And when they do give up, and when they do give in to the things of the world, which in many ways is not a very positive thing. Scott Larson tells a story about an embittered teen he talked to once, and Scott Larson is an author, a Christian writer. And the boy told him this story. Every day when my dad came home from work, the first thing he would always ask me was, "Have you done your homework yet?" It was a pretty safe bet, he says, that I hadn't. Then one day I decided to surprise him. When he got home, I met him at the door saying, "Guess what, Dad? I did all my homework." And his response was, "Well, then why aren't you working on tomorrow's homework?" So, some people are pretty hard to please. Be gentle. I'm thankful that my dad had his rough side. He was rough right to the core. You know, he believed that if you did not get your hands dirty and get mud under your fingernails, then you really weren't a man. You really weren't working. And he really had a hard job with me thinking about ministry. He says, "That's just what, he just worked one day a week and that's it." He wanted me to work on the farm, in the woods, do a real man's job. But there was the other side of him that was gentle and thoughtful and kind. So be gentle. Number two, be there. In spite of all my dad's insecurities and all his faults, he was always there. He was always there. And Paul says this here in this passage. He says, "Bring them up." There's only one way to do that, and that is we have to invest our time with our kids. And I'm talking mostly, most of you here today are, most of us are grandfathers, actually. And this is not just about little tykes, because even though my kids are in their 20s and 30s, and I always have to keep reminding myself that I have to be there for them. I have to be there. And you know what? They expect me to be there. They expect me to be there. They're looking for me to be there. That when they call me up on the phone, that I had better be on the other end, or else I'll hear about it. So we need to be there. Bring them up. It involves investing time with kids. You know, I remember when our kids were little, one of the great joys that we had was going to the ball field with them and having them all involved in Little League baseball. And what a great thrill that was to get our kids into baseball every summer. And my son, oldest son, Matthew, he always seemed to get hurt, injure his leg or his knee or always something. We're always taking him to the doctor because of the injuries that he got from playing Little League. And he was a pretty good player, too. But you know, even in their 20s and 30s, even in their 40s and 50s, our kids expect us to be there. And so Paul is talking to the church at Ephesus, and he's telling fathers, if you want to receive respect and honor, you got to be there for your kids. And the final thing that most of the time when I think about this, it brings conviction to me, because I know there are times I'm not the example I should be. Paul is exhorting these believers to be an example. An example. He says, "Bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord." And that means that they need to hear in your words and see in your actions what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Because that is really at the heart of this whole thing about being a parent, being a grandfather, being a grandmother, is our relationship with Jesus Christ. They need to hear in our words and see in our actions what it means to be a person of integrity. And what is integrity? Integrity is who you are when no one is looking. They need to see that. They need to see that you're a hard worker, that you love your wife, that you're a man of honor. I always think of this, that kids are always watching. They're always watching. They always know. They can sense when something is wrong. They can sense if you're trying to pull the wool over their eyes. Our kids are always watching. And I remember one time, one of our kids, I think it was our oldest daughter, Jessica, she came and she said, "Dad, stop your yelling." Because I have a sense of raising my voice up a lot. And even though it's not intentional, it's just the way I talk. I'm a little louder than what I should be. And she said, "Dad, just quiet down a little bit." takes a seven-year-old to straighten you out sometimes. And I'll never forget that. Because raising my voice was not always a good example to her. And she's very conscious today with her own kids about that very one single thing. About how you inflect your voice or how you raise your voice. I guess that is something that I got from my dad, because he always raised his voice and you knew exactly when he was around. So be an example, because our kids are watching. Our community is watching. And I need to do that more. I need to pay attention to what it means to be an example. Paul says in chapter 3, he says to be an imitator of Jesus. An imitator. Now, what was Jesus? Jesus was gentle, wasn't he? Jesus was gentle. I don't know if Jesus raised his voice much. I don't know if he was like a bull in a china shop. Certainly he was the day he upset the tables and turned them upside down. He got mad that day. But as we think about Jesus, and as we think of how he lived his life and the guy he was as the Son of God, we need to follow his example. And we need to be truthful in that. So today, as we think of Father's Day, as we think of what our dads mean to us today, whether they're here or whether they're gone, let's remember, let's rejoice, let's give thanks, let's be gentle, let's be an example, let's be honoring to the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your Word. Thank you for your love to us. Someday we will see our Heavenly Father and we'll know what fatherhood means in all its perfection. But Lord, today we're still learning, we're still growing. And I pray for every dad here today, for every mom, whether we're grandmothers or grandfathers, whether we have children that are still with us or not, we thank you, Lord, that you have blessed us. And so, Lord, lead us forth in faith and trusting you, knowing that you provide every good thing from above. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.